Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of Bias Check-In.
Hi everyone.
We are still recording on Zoom, so beware of any strange noises in your headset.
Susie, what are we checking in with this week from Under the Airplanes?
This week we are checking in with, well, many companies and organizations are planning to go back to physical office 9 to 5. Starting Labor Day or after Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to talk a little about that and going back and office filters, because I don't have them anymore.
And I don't know if I ever had that setting, but yeah, with everyone going back to school, they're like, well, you don't need to be home with the kids anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of came to a point of, you know, that Adam's family quote where they're dropping Wednesday off at the girls' summer camp, like, and it's just like, it's a time in the life of a girl when she only has one thing on her mind. It's like, boys, murder. I feel like some meetings will feel like that.
Yeah, there comes a time in the life of every young professional when they have to check their faces
and just let's redirect this and move on.
I mean, work from home made it so much easier for introverts. I feel extroverts. I don't understand you, but I kind of guess I feel you wanting to have more interaction. But for us introverts, we had a great time. You could go off camera, mute, take your dog for a walk after a frustrating call. You know, all those times it's like you end the call, thank you everyone, you end the call and then you just scream. I can't do that in the office.
No, like I had that thought at one point. I don't even remember when anymore, with all the like, we open we close, we're working from home, nowhere going in. If we ever go back to an office job, I can't shower during lunch break. And I was heartbroken, and I'm like, and that's because people are going to be around and I will need to interact with them. So I'm very happy that all my jobs are currently work from home for the rest or forever.
Yeah.
But I realized even with work from home, filters are just not there. I was like, I used to have to check myself and now I just have connectivity issues. Sorry guys, I'm going to dial into this one.
My router is restarting.
Okay, is that a thing that routers do? I've seen that.
Yes.
And it's like, is that a thing? Why does my router not restart, like, ever? Why does my router only restart outside of work hours? No, but like, we had this call. We were planning this episode, and like, there's the perfect example from a call that Susie and I were both on recently where we were being introduced. And if you know me, you know I have a long name. Susie, I don't think you have a long name, but I know people can be challenged by it. And someone just decided to say half of our names, introducing us. And they got to Susie, and they're like, Susana Gomez. And I was on mute, but on camera, and I dramatically drawled out Ornelas. Like, I think like they could probably record me and use me for an ASL manual on how to like do the labial on your name. And I was like, just frozen, deer in the headlights. Like, I just did that. Thank God they're not recording this meeting. Thank God no one's looking at my face. They're looking at the people talking. But I'm like, I need to check myself. I really need to take a chill pill. And like, imagine if that was in the office, because I was not quiet about it either, because I knew I was on mute. It's probably a lot better for my social interactions that I keep working from home. I just leave it at that.
I never know where they're going with it, and it's really funny every time.
I can't remember how many times in my life I just became Claudia Pona.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's safe. It's the first word of it and it's the last word of it. So one is the first name and one is the last name. And it's like,
yeah.
Have you ever heard of a Fon something something? Della Pona. Same concept. But that's the kind of thing where it's like, especially when you're in that kind of setting, if we were in person, I would have probably made a mental note and then just moved on. But because we're here and like we're becoming more comfortable in our careers, I just like, do I need to check you right now on this? Like, can you please be bothered to go through all of my names? And that's a like weird balance of like, do we keep checking people? Do we like, we're not checking people, like how do we navigate not having filters when we don't get to hide behind the screen?
Or that other professional development thing where someone was like, you with the weird name. You, me, and the other person with a non-typical American name where they're like,
which one?
Who are they talking to?
Like glasses, AirPods, white shirt. Like you're gonna have to be more specific than that. No, but and it's a
kind of, you could just say our first names. Our first names are really easy, people.
Well, do you talk back? Like in that situation, in that meeting, I needed to check myself. I needed to not talk back because that would have completely thrown off the entire rhythm of the thing and go over it. But when is a good time? When is it not? Have you ever had any other experiences, like maybe not outside of the calls that I've been with you on? We share a lot of professional things, guys.
Sorry. Let me think. It's mostly like now I get so depleted of social interactions, of like having to overreact to stuff on Zoom, that by the end of a Zoom call, I'm like, no one talked to me. But I've also been seeing a lot of people are like, now they're back in the office where meeting rooms are taken. And so they still have to do Zooms, but in the office. And I'm like, I just can't do that.
That sounds like a 60s Ivy League psychology experiment that we will look back on and be like, that was useful, but also deeply, deeply unethical.
Yeah, no.
That's especially like with all the research that has been done on Zoom fatigue, like the benefits of just doing the phone calls instead, the fact that like, yeah, everyone will get distracted with your background, your kids, your pets. We've been there, done that. We talked about it. The idea of being, I have to dress and commute and then still see my bad hair day on screen, and knowing that you get to see it from all kinds of perspectives if you're walking by the water cooler on the way to a meeting, that just sounds like, no, that sounds like a nightmare.
And the other thing I saw is like, there's a delay because they're all in the same way. So you can hear the person from desk to desk, but then 15 seconds later, the audio comes in through your headset.
I wish there was a way to convey in words the look on my face right now. I guess we're going to have to Zoom from the same room next time. How is that increasing productivity? Extroverts of the world, please explain, how does that make you feel better than sweatpants at home?
But all of this to say, like, with Delta, who knows? We're also talking about another lockdown, so we shall see.
We shall see. I understand the idea of like wanting to socialize, like for the few unicorns out there in the world who are like, I love my job, I love my coworkers, and I miss them. I feel like the new workplace I started at is that kind of workplace where people just genuinely like each other and miss each other. So at the same time, they don't want to go back to the office, and we're not planning on to doing it. But that means a lot of team calls just to hang out and catch up with each other. And not having built that dynamic with them yet, even though they're welcoming, like, of course, I'm not into the in-person jokes from 3 years ago on the third floor, you know? And it's just like, guys, can we, I love that. Love when your kid comes on camera. Love bonding over your pets, over bonding over, oh, you live there, you've gone to school here, or you're engaged. I did things this way, you're doing things that way. But like you said, it's still a call. I am completely done. I'm like, that was supposed to be my break? If there's any of my new coworkers listening, I do like you guys. I do love you guys, but video calls will never be relaxing.
I try my very best to not compensate so much anymore, because like we're all, you know, I'm paying attention. You know, I'm here.
Like I'm smiling, but my eyes are dead inside. That is the over facial thing.
Yeah,
for Zoom. That said, you could be like, well, if you hate the Zoom calls so much, why not go back to the office? And now you're saying, well,
I still have to do the Zoom call.
Because apparently I can just restart my router and I get a little break.
Literally.
I'm trying to imagine someone going to the office and sorry, you're buffering, and just standing very still in front of you, hoping you go away. I feel like someone somewhere will do that.
Now for like neurodivergence, I was looking at this article that said that like when they're in the office and they're super focused or whatever, sometimes when they look up and they see mouths moving, their brain sends them the signal of like you should be paying attention to them. Now with face masks, there's not that cue. And so for hours, people could be talking to you and just not registering it. And I see that as a very big possibility for people.
I had not even thought of that. Yeah, because I was socialized in the same way as an only child in a small family. Yeah, if someone is talking, they're likely talking to you. You should listen and engage with it. And it wasn't until I started hanging out with a family with six siblings talking all at once that I learned that it was socially acceptable to ignore people sometimes. But yeah, if someone's lips are moving, you should probably clock in. Like, are they talking to me or are they on mute and talking to their partner off camera to telling them to stop making noise? All the examples are purely casual and not related to any real life events whatsoever. like, are you talking to me? Are you talking to me? Do you have a meeting? We need to share the bandwidth right now. But at the same time, yeah, in the office, like, I feel like it's going to be the same of when AirPods and long hair made life very complicated of like, are you talking to devices in your head or are you talking to like your parents on the headphones? Because I remember when this first came out, I was like, we all do kind of look pretty cute because we're all just walking around talking to ourselves.
Oh my God. Yeah. The rise of Bluetooth was so funny. So funny.
Like, as long as your hair was pulled back, it was fine. But I remember long haired people making an effort to pull their hair back to be like, no, I'm not talking to you. I'm having a full-blown conversation. Please do not interact with me right now. It's like, well, you're the one walking around having a meeting with yourself.
Literally.
Now, the other thing, I don't remember where I heard this, but this was like a 2020 school is digital consideration. Someone realized this was the last generation of students to experience snow days. I think it's new state of New York did away with snow days. And the offices are going to do the same. I mean, we still already could do a little work from home. If you're listening from Chicago, you know that polar vortexes mean pajamas. I'm staying at home. Thank the Lord, I get an adult snow day. And that's never going to be a thing because the last two generations of students are just going to be like, well, I guess I'm staying home and taking my tablet out.
But my favorite hybrid model work organization, and I'm not going to out them like this, but if you look it up, you'll find, if you look up those words, it'll probably come up. It's, we want you in the office at least three times per week and at home at most 2 days per week.
It's like every other Wednesday, if the full moon impacts your humor, then I guess you can commute by car, not by train. Like, again, how is that making anyone more productive? If your cousin's name, the third letter is a vowel, then you get to work from home. Like, can this be any more arbitrary?
Literally. Or what about all those places that have made these campuses so that people return to the office but also have so much space that they feel comfortable? What?
I was about to say, can we go back to the days where the nap pods were the height of employee benefits and we were also hype about ping pong tables? But at the same time, no, we don't want to go back to that, because now those nap pods need to be used. They're depreciating, and we need people to take naps at work, not to work where their bed is.
But also they need to be sanitized.
Yes, thoroughly. one of my jobs, the old physical office had restroom. Well, no, English. Saying it had a restroom is like, well, yeah, I hope it had a restroom. It had a room for resting. Like, you could nap, you could sleep, and it, or you could just be there and meditate. Like, they would have like special headphones and like all the cool things. And HR was telling me how much they missed that, but at the same time, never want to touch one of those things again. If I can avoid anywhere where other people sit, I will. And it's like, it's so strange, and it's just so close that we're on the bottom end of millennials and didn't get to experience that. It's going to be very interesting to see what are all of the upscale self-motivator startups going to put in their job ads now.
But yeah, just, you're gonna be in the office with your mask, and then now I just say stuff. I have no filter for, I'm going to say it, stupid people or stupid comments.
You're reminding me of this friend from undergrad. If you're listening, you know I'm talking about you. I love you. We would be sitting in class and she would say, I'm getting a headache. I was like, and then she would say, like, specifically after people said something particularly like in your face, like, oh, is water wet? And she's like, what do you mean you're getting a headache? From how hard I'm straining my eye muscles to not roll my eyes right now. And so I'm getting a headache became code for like, can you believe they just went there? Like, what is going on? When did we enter the twilight zone? And
I feel thinking that. Back,
because I'm like, I don't know. I will have to check myself, but I think I can do the staying on mute part. The facial expressions above the mask are going to be a problem. And I just think of, like, realistically though, during and after grad school, I've never had an office job. I've gone in every so often the summer of 2020, but just like that, there's going to be so many people that have never actually had an office job in the office. And if people already thought that millennials didn't have manners and don't know how to public speak, despite the fact that we've been forced into debate clubs since first grade, boy, are we in for a surprise. Are we in for a learning curve? Remember your first office job and be like, I don't know, like, maybe this shirt is not work appropriate. Maybe this top is not. We're bringing in a workforce that never even knew what that anxiety was like of finding out at the end of the day that you had a stain on the entire time that you were talking to your boss. Because they don't have to worry about it, but those worries are going to come back with a vengeance. We're the generation that doesn't do phone calls.
Things are work appropriate now. Like,
I know, I remember like casual Fridays, workplaces would like get you for the internship. We're like, we're really laid back. Like, Fridays, we understand it's the summer. You've got like all the city, like, just come in casual. You don't need to wear heels. I'm like, I wasn't planning on it.
You, like, can wear jeans on casual Fridays. It's like dark denim though, not light denim.
See, just the fact that like we can relate to that. I remember from before going to a job fair in undergrad, there were these like problematic gender segregated like workshops on what was appropriate work attire. Now, I remember being there like, sorry, I'm gonna sound like this snobby European, but like, how did you make it to college without knowing that jeans are not okay? Or what different ways of tights are okay? Or that
one time I was walking through the office at lunch and I saw rhinestone fishnet.
I can't imagine that. But yeah, like, and I remember the anxiety of being like, I need to show up decked and ready so that nothing is distracting, which again, we had an entire episode on be professional means just be yourself. But yeah, like, you shouldn't see panties in the office. I think that's a very baseline. The bar is low, people. And somehow your panties are underneath it. Like, this is a problem.
No, but also, like, okay, we go back to the office. That means a more quote-unquote normal schedule. Like, you wake up, have breakfast, maybe go to the gym, come into the office. Right now, most people just roll out of bed and click in or clock in, whatever.
Most people admit to clocking in bed.
And exactly. Then, like,
kind of getting ready for the first call of the day.
Yeah, that's gonna be a hassle. Because it's so much easier to sleep in than, again, go back to 6 a.m. to shower, to everything, to commute, to go to the office.
It's even the silly thing of, I realize how reliant I've gotten on just having... Okay, I've sounded like a snotty European. Now I'm going to sound like the Little Mermaid. All of my human possessions within reach. Like, I work in a different room. We have, like, this room that is specifically for work because the psychological benefits of separating it. Again, lots of research. I don't need to go into the details. You know. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I left my phone charger in the other room. And that feels like a hassle. And it's like, remember when we had to put things in bags? And if you didn't put it in the bag, well, you better hope there's somewhere nearby that sells a cheap one, or you're going to have to deal without it. And I feel like that's going to also be weird, because it's like, oh, you mean I can't just walk to the fridge and grab a snack? I can't just do a face mask between calls?
I can't scream after my call?
Yeah. You know that viral video of the Grinch doing yoga? And they're saying, like, deep breathe in, deep breathe out. And the Grinch, of course, screeches in Grinch. We're going to see a lot of Grinches in suits.
Yeah. But also, who knows when we're going back into an office? Because lockdown. People, get vaccinated, please. Please and thank you.
Please and thank you. Yes. Like, get your vaccination. If you are qualifying for it, get the booster shot. This is generally, I would say, follow common sense, but don't let me go down that hill of preachiness. You know what I'm about to say, so I'm not going to say it. But no, it's going to be strange. It's even just the fact that, as you said, having to factor back in a commute.
Well, in writing this or in our notes, we have that, like, should we even be filtering our reactions if they're genuine? Is it better for me to tell you, like, that's a stupid question to your face, or roll my eyes so you know that I'm, like, I'm listening to you and I don't? Or should we go back to our poised and professional work phases of, like, that's not my business and you do you? And were we really doing that much better before? Like, that's...
Or it's also like, how soft-skinned have we gotten if we can't handle a coworker rolling their eyes at us or just be like, hey, foot mid-mouth, you just said something incredibly stupid right there. And, like, definitely, like, unless you have a good rapport with your coworker, be softer than what I just said, because we still owe each other basic decency. But at the same time, we will not be able to filter out a lot of feedback. And I don't know that served us that well, but I don't know that we can handle it right now. again, generations and generations of millennials and beyond that don't do that well with social cues. Stereotypically, we have also the episode on how generations are BS and you should just treat people as people. But for the sake of brevity, let me go off of generations. The stereotypes of the introverts, the stereotypes of like people that don't process social cues that well. And I was like, process those social cues while being incredibly overstimulated and adhere to standards of professionalism that we are not sure are going to even exist in 3 months. Oh, and also that we're toxic and outdated before you even enter the workforce.
And necessarily, and I also want to bring in the people, including myself, will be very anxious of going back into an office and getting sick.
Yeah, like, and again, you've been listening to this podcast, you know where we fall on the whole vaccine debate. We should do an episode on the, is it mandatory? Can your employer request the vaccine? Stay tuned for that one. We are recording as Chicago Public Schools just announced that teachers will be required to show proof of vaccination by October 15th. So we'll see how that plays out and then report back. But yeah, like, even without, let's pretend for a second that we're not worried about the big C and D words. We're going into flu season and people are gross. And not all of us get to commute by personal cars. Public transportation, flu season, bodies that have not been exposed to strangers or others' germs for the most part, or we've been exposed a lot less than we usually would.
Literally, my immune system has been thriving for the past year. And you want me to expose it to all of those germs again? No, thank you.
I'm very curious to see how the school year is going to play out. Selfishly, try leaving and being partnered up with a high school teacher. It's terrifying. But also, what's going to happen? Like, kids are gross. Public transportation is gross. We can say that. We work there. It's going to be a mess. And people definitely have the right to be nervous about it. I think I want to go invest in Lysol once we're done recording.
It's too late for that, but sure.
I feel like they're going to have another peak.
I think they already factor it in. It's fine.
And this is why you don't take financial advice from me, because I get to these things like 18 months after the fact.
Send us your unfiltered office stories.
Keep it, you know, professional, whatever that means to you. But when did you last scream into a pillow? Are you one of those unicorns that they keep telling us they see around that want to go back into the office? Can we study you? Judgment aside, if that's what you want, do so safely. Wishing you the best for that. But we will safely be recording from our homes, not wearing jeans for casual Friday. If you want to send us this story, I think you know what I'm about to say. You can contact us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter at Bias Check-In Podcast. You can also send us an email, or you can leave us a voice note if phone calls are not terrifying enough. On anchor.fm. Thank you everyone for checking in, and good luck.
See you in the next one. Bye.